I got to give a lot of credit to the Biden team. You guys have done one hell of a job in the first 120 days of your presidency of destroying not only this country with our independence when it comes to basic issues like gas and oil. You guys have destroyed our economy. You've had the unemployment rate go up as the country was opening back up. We have inflation numbers. We have a stock market that now is freaking out. And you guys have done all this. It's impressive. Very quickly. Now, we've got a war in the Middle East, and you guys aren't even backing our own ally, our biggest ally in the Middle East. I mean, if the Biden administration wasn't already destroying this country internally enough, this latest move might actually put the nail in the coffin. This administration is now putting one of our biggest allies in the direct line of fire from terrorist organizations, and we're not standing behind them. This administration, the Biden administration, is refusing to do anything to apparently help support Israel, or to support Israel in any scenario. Lawmakers, at least some that have a brain, are condemning the Biden administration's actions with regard to Israel as the country is now facing more and more rocket attacks from terrorist organizations in the Middle East at the hands of Hamas, a declared terrorist organization, and the Islamic State, also a terrorist organization. Now, U.S. Representative Mike Waltz perfectly laid out why the administration's plan to simply throw money at the Palestinians with no strings attached right when they got into office is only making things worse because that money is now going to support the terrorists. Take a listen.
The talk sounds good. They want to de-escalate, and they're denouncing the rocket attacks. But if you, once again, if you look at the actual actions of the administration, it's incredibly unhelpful. They've given away all leverage right up front. And we're seeing this as a theme with the Biden administration in terms of handing out cash, hoping it fixes the situation. So they've already agreed to give hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinian Authority without any conditions, without a denouncing of terrorism and Hamas in the West Bank, without changing what's being taught in its school curriculum, which basically teaches Palestinian kids that Israel is evil, and importantly, without changing the governing situation on the ground. There's just endemic corruption within the Palestinian government that is a real disservice to its people, yet American taxpayer dollars are going to flow back into that situation. And meanwhile, the administration has distanced itself from Netanyahu and from our greatest ally in the region, Israel, and has begun peace talks with its greatest enemies, not peace talks necessarily, but negotiations with Iran and moving back into the Iran deal, which the Israeli government is steadfastly against. So I think if you look at the actions on the ground, incredibly unhelpful, and some would even say destabilizing. Mm.
No doubt it's destabilizing. It also brings up the point of if you are actually an ally of the United States of America and you're fighting against terrorists, is America really going to help you right now? You look at these videos from Monday showing children and their mothers and grandmothers in Israel scrambling for shelters as rocket sirens go off and the rockets that were fired from Gaza from the hands of the terrorists into Israel are hitting. We know now what their game plan is. It's pretty simple. You can see it every single day. Their plan is very clear. Shoot as many rockets as you can at the same time and hope that some of them get through the Iron Dome defense system of the Israeli military. And if you get enough of them to go through, then it's a victory because you killed some innocent people. They're just trying to overwhelm the system. Now, the difference between Israel and the terrorists is this. Israel only hits targets that they know are terrorist targets. They don't just shoot 3,000 rockets over into Gaza and say, okay, you shot a bunch of rockets at us, so we'll shoot a bunch of rockets at you. That's not how Israel does it. And you want to know why? Because Israel is an incredible nation. Let me give you a perfect example of how amazing they actually are. Israel, and there's a big lie that's being told online right now, and I'm going to debunk this lie so you understand what's actually happening. There is an office building in Gaza, and it's a building that housed Hamas terrorists. In that building was also the terrorist news organization Al Jazeera that puts out terrorist propaganda from Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Hamas, Hezbollah, the list goes on and on. The Associated Press also was housed in that building. Don't tell me the Associated Press, and don't tell me that Al Jazeera didn't know they were sharing an office with intelligence gatherers from Hamas, a terrorist organization. I don't believe it for a second. Well, the Associated Press is now denying any knowledge that the Jalal Tower, the building housing its offices in Gaza, were also shared by Hamas terrorists. The Israeli military and the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu decided to go after that office and blow it up. Before they blew it up, because they're not a terrorist organization, they're an amazing country, they actually called the owner of the building, which was caught live on TV, and told the owner of the building to get everybody out. That would also include the terrorists. They knew that there were innocent people in that building. They knew there was news media organizations in that building. That's why they decided to call the owner of the building and told him to get everybody out before they leveled the building. Think about how kind that is of Israel. They let terrorists go to protect innocent people. Now, the Associated Press president and CEO, Gary Pruitt, denied the news organization knew Hamas was in the building. I don't believe that for a moment. Now, here's the part that's so disgusting. They put out a statement, not saying thank you to Israel, not saying we appreciate the heads up, not saying thanks for saving our journalists' lives and giving us time to get out. They put out this statement. I want you to think about the Associated Press, and this is the reason why I don't trust the Associated Press. Quote, the Associated Press put out this statement saying, we are shocked and horrified that the Israeli military would target and destroy the building housing the Associated Press's bureau and other news organizations in Gaza. First of all, you shouldn't be. If that building is housing terrorists, what you should be shocked and horrified about is the fact that you and your news organization were actually being used as a human shield for a terrorist organization, you tool bags. The Associated Press went on to say they have long known the location of our bureau and knew journalists were there. Received a warning of the building would be hit. Well, then you should say thank you, you tools. The Israeli government says the building contained Hamas military intelligence assets. We have called on the Israeli government to put forward the evidence. So the Associated Press gets their lives saved, and now they're attacking Israel's government because they gave them a heads up. AP's bureau has been in the building for 15 years. We have had no indication Hamas was in the building or active in the building. This is something we actively check to the best of our ability. We would never knowingly put our journalists at risk. I don't know if I believe that at all. We are seeking information from the Israeli government and are engaged with the U.S. State Department to try to learn more. So the Associated Press attacks Israel after Israel saves the lives of the Associated Press. Yeah, welcome to the screwed up world that we live in with the disgusting press that we have to deal with. The Associated Press, they come out, they condemn Israel, they demand evidence that Hamas was in their building. They say they've been in that building for 15 years. And how dare you make them believe that Hamas was actually in that building? You want to know how crappy? You got two options here with the Associated Press about this, okay? One, they're lying. Or two, they're the worst journalists in the world or the worst news organization in the world. Because they even say in their own statement that, well, we to the best of our ability, we to the best of our ability, look at who's in our building. Al Jazeera, by the way, they also came out with their response. Now, remember, they're a terrorist organization, news organization, Al Jazeera. Quote, Al Jazeera condemns in the strongest terms the bombing and destruction of our offices by the Israeli military in Gaza and views this as a clear act to stop journalists from conducting their sacred duty to inform the world and report events on the ground. Al Jazeera promises to pursue every available route to hold the Israeli government responsible for its actions. Well, at least they're a little bit more transparent. Like, at least Al Jazeera's like, hey, we're a terrorist organization. We're angry that we can't get our terrorist news out, and we're going to come after Israel. You know where you stand with them. Like, at least they're not even trying to fake it. They're just flat out telling you. Right? Like, we're jihadists. We're the jihadist terrorist organization. We're going to do what we got to do. And that's how this is going to play out. It's like, all right, well, at least they're honest. But the Associated Press actually tries to act like they're somehow different, and they're not. The Associated Press, oh, you know, we're shocked and horrified that they would bomb our building. They weren't targeting you. I'm trying to figure out the words I can use on the radio because there's so many words I'm not allowed to use. So I'm trying to figure out egotistical nut jobs. That's the best way I know how to put it. The Associated Press and the press, and this is part of the problem with the press, they think they're more important than average Americans. They think they're more important, by the way, than the people in Israel that are being attacked by a terrorist organization in Hamas, in the Islamic State. They actually believe that they are more important than the innocent women and children that are running for their lives. Running for their lives, caught on video Monday morning. They think they're more important. How dare you bomb our offices? This had nothing to do with you, you idiots. You had Hamas intelligence organization in the building. That's why they bombed the building. They even called in advance and said, hey, heads up, we're going to bomb the building. They talked to the owner of the building, and that was broadcast live on TV. They let terrorists get out of the building to make sure you guys could also get out of the building. And instead of saying thank you for saving you guys' lives, you then go after them and you attack them. That's anti-Semitism, clear as day. That is anti-Semitism as clear as it gets. The media, by the way, playing into all of this, right? The media, they read this statement like they're horrified. They can't believe, that Nick Robertson, CNN international diplomatic editor, reads the statement from the Associated Press, and you should feel terrible for the Associated Press. None of them died, and they got a phone call telling them to get out of the building.
On the building. They say, we are shocked and horrified that the Israeli military would target and destroy the building housing AP's bureau and other news organizations in Gaza. They have long known the location of our bureau and knew journalists were there. We received a warning that the building would be hit. We are seeking information from the Israeli government and are engaged with the US State Department to try to learn more. This is an incredibly disturbing development, the statement goes on. We narrowly avoided a terrible loss of life. A dozen AP
journalists... Hold on 1 second. We narrowly avoided a terrible loss of life. That's a lie from the Associated Press. They called you to make sure that no one's life was lost, you scumbags in the Associated Press media. This is coming from the Associated Press present CEO, Gary Pruitt. He was a scumbag. There was no almost loss of life. They called you and told you to get out. You got out, and then they bombed the building. So to say that there was we narrowly avoided a terrible loss of life, that is not true. Israel picked up the damn phone, called the owner of the building, told him to tell all of the tenants to get out of the building. You guys didn't almost lose your lives because Israel isn't a terrorist organization, and they acted like responsible human beings valuing your life. I love this, though. Let's remember, the media is more important than you. You guys are just the peons. They don't give a crap if you die. They don't care if innocent women and children are dying in Israel at the hands of terrorist organizations. No. This is all about the Associated Press, right? Journalists are more important than all of us. A dozen AP journalists. I'll let the CNN freaker outers take it from here.
Journalists and freelancers were inside the building, and thankfully all were able to evacuate them in time. And it concludes saying this, and as I'm concluding, I can look in up there and I can see more intercepts, more rockets being fired, more intercepts happening. And the last line, I think, is perhaps the most significant from the Associated Press, that says the world will know less about what is happening in Gaza because of what happened today. Al Jazeera has also released a statement. Hamas have said that they would respond by firing rockets towards Tel Aviv. It's not clear where the rockets we're seeing being intercepted are going right now. But while we've been standing here, I'm counting from the puffs in the sky, four intercepts you can see over there. There was at least half a dozen previously before in another direction. So it seems that with one incident, as we've seen so many times, one incident begets another round of incidents. Earlier today, rockets fired from Gaza did get through. A couple of them got through the Iron Dome defensive shield. They landed around Tel Aviv, where sirens had gone off. One missile landed in a street near some shops, and a 50-year-old man was killed in that. So this evening, heading into this evening here, real concern, international concern about what happened to that building housing journalists. We know that Jen Psaki at the White House has said that the U.S. government's been in contact with the Israeli government to say say and specify the importance that the United States places on journalists and safety and security for them, and of course for others. But the United States making their point about this as well to Israeli officials.
What scumbags. I'm sorry. I mean, you listen to these journalists and they are just at least the White House is coming out and saying you don't target journalists. No one was targeting a journalist. They were targeting the terrorists inside the building, and they let you journalists know they were going to bomb the building so that you could get out. You should say thank you. I love how they totally overlook, by the way. They're like, oh, yeah, a bunch of rockets went off. And the Iron Dome happened, right? And some got through. And, oh, yeah, 50-year-old innocent Israeli man was murdered in the streets of Israel at the hands of these terrorists shooting these rockets indiscriminately into Israel. But we'll just glaze over that because the most important thing is they targeted a building where the Associated Press was. Pure evil from the media. Now, while CNN wants you to believe that you should be outraged that Israel targeted a building where Hamas terrorists were using that building to plan their attacks on innocent people in Israel, and while they read the propaganda statements of the Associated Press and of Al Jazeera, let me tell you what's really going on at CNN. They put out, while all this crap's happening, not a deep, in-depth look at the radicalization of the rebellion of Hamas or the Islamic State. No, you want to know what they're doing? I'm going to read the official message from CNN. How do you think the Republican Party became what it is today? ? Join Fareed Zakaria for his in-depth look at the GOP. Fareed Zakaria Special, A Radical Rebellion, airs tonight, 8 p.m. Then they put up their graphic for this. Now, again, we have a war going on right now. You have CNN making you think that Israel's the worst country in the world. And tonight at 8 o'clock, they have a special, a Fareed Zakaria special, a radical rebellion, the transformation of the GOP. So they won't refer to Hamas as radical. They won't refer to the Islamic State as radical, no. But they'll refer to the GOP as radical. A radical rebellion, the transformation of the GOP. That is the propaganda they're airing. Now, you want to know why they're probably airing this tonight? Let me tell you why. It has been brought out in the last 24 hours that a longtime CNN contributor hates Israel and has been working for CNN. The world today needs a Hitler, has history of anti-Semitism. Those are the words of a CNN contributor. The world today needs a Hitler, an actual tweet. A longtime contributor to CNN found himself in hot water after tweeting, "The world today needs a Hitler." The inflammatory tweet, which could be interpreted as a call for the extermination of the Jewish people, was posted to Twitter on Sunday amid the rising tensions and violence between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East. The CNN contributor quickly deleted the post, but it sparked social media users to comb through his Twitter profile. Adil Raja, who has written dozens of articles for CNN, also appears to have a history of posting anti-Semitic messages on Twitter. Donald Trump Jr. posts a screenshot of the Hitler tweet as well as a CNN article that indicates Raja as a co-author and his LinkedIn profile where he describes himself as a freelance contributor at CNN. Donald Trump tweeted at CNN going, "Hey CNN, this seems to be one of yours, but I imagine that surprises no one anymore." The now deleted "The World Today Needs a Hitler" tweet was just the tip of the iceberg. There were other tweets praising the murderous Nazi leader. Quote, "The only reason I am supporting Germany in the finals, Hitler was a German and he did a good job with those Jews," Raja wrote during the 2014 World Cup. Another tweet from 2014, "This guy has been employed for years by CNN," reads, "My support for Germany is for what Hitler did to the Jews." One tweet from Raja's verified Twitter account also said, "Hail Hitler." Raja responded to a Twitter user calling for the Palestinian genocide inner Hitler among Germans must resurface by enthusiastically tweeting, "Hell yeah." In another Twitter post, the CNN employee Raja urged terrorist groups to go to Israel. ISIS, TTP, Taliban, please go to Israel ASAP. This is a freelance contributor at CNN who's been doing this on his own page, it says, for 7 years and 10 months. This is what CNN employs. Raja is a longtime contributor to CNN.com as well. There are 53 results when you search the guy's name on the CNN website. It appears that his first article for CNN website was published on January the 2nd, 2014. He was contributing fairly consistently to the site. He has an account that is verified. CNN knew this guy was tweeting, and this guy was tweeting things about pro-Hitler and killing all the Jews, exterminating the Jews, and this is who they employ. By the way, CNN, they can play dumb all they want. I used to work there for 7 years. Trust me, they knew this guy was anti-Semitic. Raja posted as recently as September the 16th, 2020. Most of the articles he contributed are related to Pakistan, where he is, quote, allegedly based. The guy has 54 articles under his byline at CNN. They should probably fire whoever does their background checks, or maybe they just knew it. When asked about Raja, CNN spokesman Matt Dornick told the Washington Examiner that he has never heard of him and was looking into it. That is the biggest load of crap ever. This dude writes for your website. He's been writing for you for years. This guy's putting out these tweets out there, and you want me to believe, please spare me. You want me to believe, like, oh, this is the first time I've ever heard this guy's name. I didn't know he existed. Really? No thanks. I'll call BS on that one. But again, this is CNN, right? This is what they do. These are the same people that are having a big expose tonight. A radical rebellion, the transformation of the GOP. They won't even use those words against Hamas, a terrorist organization. But they'll use them right now, won't they? Yeah, buddy. Yeah, let's get that out there right now. Yeah, let's put that propaganda out there right now. Now that the GOP is radicalized, the GOP is the problem. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, schooled CBS on the targeting of the shared facility between the media and Hamas that we just mentioned, speaking truth to the disgusting power of the media. Take a listen to part of what he had to say.
For question, there's been a lot of focus on the bombing on Saturday in Gaza of a building that housed the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. The Committee to Protect Journalists demanded detailed and documented justification. This morning, there's a Jerusalem Post story that says the Americans were shown a smoking gun, that proof that Hamas was in that building. What is that proof? And did you show it to the Americans?
Well, we share with our American friends all that intelligence. And here's the intelligence we had. It's about Palestinian terrorist, an intelligence office for the Palestinian terrorist organization housed in that building that plots and organizes the terror attacks against Israeli civilians. So it's a perfectly legitimate target. And I can tell you that we took every precaution to make sure that there were no civilian injuries. In fact, no deaths, no injuries whatsoever. Well, I can't say injuries. I don't know if somebody received a fragment of a stone. I don't know that. But no people were killed. Now imagine, ask yourself, how is that possible? You see these high-rise towers that are used by Hamas over and over again. They collapse and no one is killed. Why does that happen? Because we, unlike Hamas, take special precautions to tell people, leave the building. Leave the premises. We make sure that everyone is gone before we bring down those terrorist facilities. And that's the difference between Israel and Hamas. They deliberately target our cities, deliberately target our civilians. They glorify the death of children and civilians and old people. They are happy with it. I think they're happy with any deaths that are caused to them. We grieve for every non-combatant loss in Gaza, and we grieve for all our civilians who die in Israel. We're not happy with it, and we try to minimize it.
He's right. We try to minimize it. He's absolutely right. That is the difference. One acts like terrorists, the other doesn't. But listen to how they CBS decides to come back at them.
Arguments about how careful Israel have been are familiar ones to your critics. And in this case, with 181 Palestinians dead, 52 of them children, there's significant criticism. Amnesty International has asked the International Criminal Court to look into a refugee camp attack. The UN is meeting today. Foreign ministers of the EU are meeting. And the response has been like this one from the foreign minister of Ireland. Israel has international legal obligation to protect children in conflict and are not doing so.
That's just a false. I mean, the reason we have these casualties is because Hamas is criminally attacking us from civilian neighborhoods, from schools, from homes, from office buildings. That's what they're doing. And we're taking action, trying to target them with as great precision as we can. Unfortunately, there are occasionally civilian casualties, which we regret.
By the way, what Netanyahu is saying here, and it's amazing how the media treats him like he's the terrorist, when they actually do everything they can to protect life, and Hamas uses and has for decades journalists, children, schools, churches as human shields. They're disgusting. Israel has a right to defend itself, period. And that's why I stand with Israel. All right, lastly, please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends and help us grow as big tech is still fighting against us and keeping us shut down. So make sure you share this podcast. Thanks, you guys, for your support. See you back here tomorrow.